All right, next up we've got My Broken Demo Tape, It Gets Worse With Age.
Hear me out again, there's no reason to act like this with no evidence.
I'm tempted to jump in and steal the first take.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? I'm going to allow you to do that.
I'm just going to write the first sentence of my notes. Just a peek behind the curtain here. It's best for these podcasts when we take some notes, and also, you know, just so that nobody sounds like they're really, you know, predominating. We trade off on pretty much on schedule, like. Who's going to be starting off with their comments about a song, and so we've been going back and forth, and it's Chumpy's turn, but I have such a I sort of like was hoping that I would get the first sentence in on this one, so I'm going to jump in.
Do it.
I'll just do the first sentence, and then you can reply if you like, or I can move on if you like.
Tell you what, why don't you do your first sentence, then I'll do my first sentence.
Gotcha. My first sentence is, this is some shit that Chumpy is going to climax over while I just yawn and ignore it because it's so mild, unobtrusive, and uninspiring.
My first sentence is, I like the bittersweet Elliott Smith vibe of the song, and it's well done and a pleasant listen. So this is okay. Damning with faint praise.
Okay, so not a climax.
Then. No, not a climax on this one.
Okay.
My main complaint is that the narration tells of a misunderstanding rather than showing it. Like, you can use the word misunderstanding in the song and state things directly. Or, you know, you can be a little bit more, what's the term I'm looking for? A little bit more inspired, a little bit more, anyway. Through, you know, the characters or, you know, actions and details and dialogue, you can tell a story about misunderstanding than just stating that something is misunderstood. So while this song, I think, largely succeeds as music, it's not great as narrative. My overall impression is that the song is just indistinct and unsatisfying in what it's trying to communicate to me.
That's an excellent take. And I thought, why did I think that you were going to like it so much?
Because it sounds like Elliott Smith, and I love everything that sounds like Elliott Smith.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think maybe the last sort of set of podcasts that we'd done, there was something that we were so, you know, so discrepant on what we thought, you know, on our takes on it. So, but anyhow, it doesn't matter. This song, again, I just thought it was, like I mentioned before, mild, unobtrusive, and uninspiring. It's like, in what sort of situation am I going to reach for this song? When do I want to play this song? You know, what mood would I have to be in? It seems like this is sort of a throwaway track on an album, just something to let people's ears relax between good songs. You know, I don't know if anybody's as old as we are, but there used to be albums that people would play, and there would be, you know, really strong tracks, and then maybe some not quite as strong tracks that would be there, not for filler, but, you know, just because you would be playing an album from the beginning to the end, or at least one side at a time from the beginning to the end. And for the most part, you couldn't have bangers every one. You just need to have also the ballad on the album.
Yep.
One or more ballads, maybe a little weird track here and there, maybe something funny, but you need like this variety. Here in these contests, of course, you don't need any variety because we're judging you against these other songs. So everything should be a banger. That's my opinion anyway. But this absolutely sounds like one of those throwaway tracks to let people's ears relax between good songs. And now the voice of the lead vocalist, very nice. The guitar playing is very nice. The production is nice. That high harmony vocal is a little out of place. And the overall impact of the song, though, I thought is nothing. It's nil. And it sounds like I'm being too harsh. This is a good, mild, peaceful song that I don't really need to carve out any room in my life for. Yeah. For the listener, Chumpy is laughing really hard at everything that I'm saying, but he must be muting his mic.
Well, don't worry. I have the sycophant plug-in queued up for when we mix the podcast.
Okay. Good, good, good. All right. Well, let's move on to the next song. Done beating my broken demo tape for now.